One of the things that really upset me for a long time was the fact that I had great ideas and intentions and I wanted to manifest them. And I thought this is how it's going to manifest. And so I had all these visions of how things were going to unfold. And then I'd start a process and it wouldn't unfold. And then it would irritate me because it's like, I've got to make it work. I got to make it work. Ultimately, I started to recognize when things didn't work, it was possibly because there were better ways to do it and I wasn't conscious of it. And so what I started to learn over a period of time was simply this. There's an old saying, there's a means to an end. And the idea, well, the end is your destination. And of course, the means are how you're going to get to that destination. Well, of course, all of us sit down and say, yeah, this is what I want. And then we start to figure out, well, this is what I'll do to get to those ends. I'll get to this and I'll get to this to get to the end. What I started to realize at some point was, maybe my awareness of how to get to the end wasn't exactly accurate. And it turns out many of the times when things didn't work, and I was like so upset it didn't work, but it turned out, oh, there was a better way to get there and I didn't even know it. So the universe was really facilitating me and I wasn't paying attention. I was getting angry at the universe because it was like, it's not working in the way I want it to work. And then I started to realize at some point was, my God, maybe the universe has a better solution than the one I was even thinking of myself. So I really learned over a period of time, it's very critical insight to help me get to where I am, is to focus on the end. What is it I really want? Put that focus together. And it's very critical. It's very interesting because a lot of people have, oh, I would like this. And it's a broad general category. And then at some point, it's like, well, it's not specific enough. You have to actually say what it is you want. I'll always remember I was looking for a special shirt to go to a Pink Floyd concert. And I just all of a sudden visualized, oh, it'd be neat to have a Russian shirt, you know, with a collar that goes across here and a couple of buttons down. And I thought, oh, yeah, that would be really great. That would be a cool shirt. And then I stopped and I was thinking, where the heck do you get a shirt like that? I have no idea in the world. But I thought that would be pretty good. So I figure, well, I still got to get something. So I drive off to a mall up near San Francisco and I walk into the mall and there's a first men's store over there. And I go, let's start looking. I have no idea. And I walk in and of course, there's this big circular rack of sale clothes. And I thought, what the hell? It's only a Pink Floyd concert one night. Let's see what's in there. And I started going through the rack and lo and behold, oh my God, a Russian shirt right in the middle of everything. And it was like, the shock of, there's a Russian shirt right here. The unfortunate part of it was I had the picture of a Russian shirt. I said, cool. I never said what the color was or anything else. I just said, Russian shirt. And there was a Russian shirt. Color? Gray. No color at all. Why? I didn't put in the concept of color. And the universe said, well, just give it to him in gray. And it was one of those things like, oh, be conscious of what you're asking for. Because the more detail you put in, the more the universe can manifest a resolution. If you leave a lot of blanks in what you want, then all of a sudden it's like, well, it's random, whatever fills in the blank, because you never said what you wanted. You can have an idea of what you want, and that's important. But the most important part of that, just having an idea, is not just have a broad idea. I want X. And I go, no. What exactly do you want? Why? Go back to the principles of science, and the principles of science reveal something very important. That principle of science is this: consciousness is creating our life experiences. I go, well, that sounds New Agey. I go, no, this is not New Agey. This is the primary principle of quantum physics. We are creators. This is a fact. In fact, quantum physics says that, but now let me add one other fact. Epigenetics says the same thing, because epigenetics says your consciousness is controlling your behavior and your genes. And so it's time to stop for a second and recognize, where is your consciousness? What are you thinking about? And the idea is, start thinking all those very positive thoughts, but don't try and tell the universe how it's going to manifest, okay? You think of the picture, let the universe get you there. And that's the most important lesson I've learned. I'm not telling the universe how I'm going to get there. I'm just saying, universe, this is where I want to go. And then the universe will take care of it. It's so powerful. It is so wonderful. And I never believed in it for the first 40, 50 years of my life. But I can tell you now, the life that I'm manifesting today is a consequence of just what I said. Focus on the end. Don't tell the universe the means to get there.